Thank you once again for tuning in to A Voice of a People live here on WGH Talk. My name is Linda Sims, and hopefully you stay around for the entire show. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. Or you can download a free app on any electronic device, and in the search bar, type in WWGH. And listen to our live broadcast. Or you can call in 740-383-9944 for questions or to make comments. Let me share with you those who faithfully support Voice of a People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist of 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio. Number there is 740-382-8552. Logos, Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, and 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Number 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. Ongoing announcement, no free produce until April, I think the 16th of 2024. It's always the third Saturday of every month, and it will not begin until April of 2024. Also, they have a wellness fitness campus area adjacent to their sanctuary, open to the public. Just respect their property. Shirley, who is my guest this next hour? She is the coordinator for Child Evangelism Fellowship, known as the Good News Club, which is a faith-based after-school program located in all Marion City and elementary schools, along with North Union City Elementary Schools. Shirley can be contacted at 740-262-0939. Now, I was wondering what was wrong with my phone earlier, but I had it on airplane mode. Go figure, right? I was wondering why nothing was really happening the way it should. So my thought for today now is, letting go of sorrow. We have a hard time letting go of sorrow. And that's something you really can't talk to people about and say, well, it's been such a long time. Why are you still there? It's just a very touchy subject because it's so heartfelt. If I allow bitterness and resentment to fester inside, it will make my relationships guarded and unsatisfying. The more I close down to others, the more I become a stranger to myself. By letting go of sorrow and negativity, I can keep my nature open and loving. Remaining open to life with its constant adventures and opportunities to grow is the only way to reach my full potential. Just remember that. Remaining open to life with its constant adventures and opportunities to grow. And eventually you will reach your full potential. So keep that in mind or share with someone else you may know that needs that. Okay, this is also leap year. Seemed like it's been a long time coming. So there's one added day to February 29th. This is also Black History Month. And I didn't bring up anything for Black History Month, did I? Huh. Oh, great. Maybe I can pick one little thing that is short. Hold on one second. Today.
That airplane mode really messed up your morning.
Yes, it did. And I'm fighting with the phone. Turn it off and on. See if I... Okay. Great moments in Black history. Reverend Martin Luther King Jr., former President Obama's 2013 inauguration at the U.S. Capitol. The Obama family during the I don't know, I can't get that up, sorry. Let me think. Come on. Not on airplane mode anymore. Okay, it was January. President Obama's advisors, his last State of the Union address to Congress and the nation. January 12, 2016. I don't even know why that's important. That's not today. Well, anyway, we remember.
Well, just talk about your grandbaby.
Oh, yeah, I did have a new grandbaby.
There you go. Jiraiya. That's important.
Is it? Jiraiya. Yes. Jiraiya Darnell Ball. That's his name. He was born December 27th. So he's already a month old.
Seniors on Medicare rush to claim the allowance.
And boy, is he pretty.
Oh, gorgeous, gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Long arms and fingers and long legs. So I've been to see him, but I'm going to go back and see him again soon. They know nothing about a baby. And my daughter, I'm thinking, they have him setting up. They're in a restaurant. Short sleeves. No hat on. You know, babies have to have that hat to keep them warm, right? Uh-huh, uh-huh. At least for 3 months. No blanket around him. And I'm like, what is going on? Do I need to come up there and show everybody how to, you know, a newborn? Oh, my gosh. I was. You're 55 years old. And you don't know how to take care of your grandbaby, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about it. Peach already texted me. I got it now. Now!
Well, at least it's better now than later.
And let's pray the baby don't have pneumonia. You know what I mean? Oh, my gosh. But anyway, let me get back to the basics. All right.
Well, that is pretty basic.
Oh. Boy. Okay, February comes from the Latin word februra. How do you say that?
No, thank you.
Februra, which means to cleanse. The month was named after the Roman, oh gosh, Februella. Put that together. Which was a month-long festival of purification and atonement. I never knew that.
No.
Did you?
Nope. Well, that's
cool.
Wow.
It is crazy. Wow.
Do you know Valentine's Day falls on Ash Wednesday? Next Wednesday?
Is that the beginning of Lent?
Yep. And that is together next Wednesday. Valentine's Day and Ash Wednesday.
Wow, that's new. That's different.
Uh-huh.
When Valentine's Day became popular in the Middle Ages, the climate was warmer than it is now. Birds mated, flowers bloomed, and love blossomed. If it had been wintry weather, would this holiday still be the same today? Identifying past weather patterns is always somewhat controversial, but history seems to show that 1,000 years ago, the weather was very warm in Europe compared to today. I wonder why that was. Greenland really had some green pastures and Vikings ran cattle. During this period, springtime in Italy frequently began in mid-February. And ever notice that poems describing the weather in England sound like sunny Italy. And I'm trying to think of this name. C-H-A-U-C-E-R. My husband is listening. He's so good with this stuff, right? Chaucer. Okay, we'll say that. Widely considered the greatest poet of the Middle Ages, associated the feast of St. Valentine with the mating impulses of birds, which were thought to begin looking for their mates on February 14th. Indeed, the feast of St. Valentine has been associated with love since the Middle Ages. So there you go. For February and Valentine's.
What do you look for in the spring? I mean, what is your first sign that spring is here? Other than groundhog chuck.
Oh, gosh. Don't even mention groundhogs. Let me think. Birds.
Mm-hmm.
Chirping.
Chirping birds. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, my husband and I, there are a couple things that we always look for, and one is the maple bags or the sap bags on the maples.
Okay.
That's a sure sign that spring is here. Another one is robins.
Oh, yeah.
And my husband, he was taking our grandson to work because we were obligated to take him back and forth to work for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And he called me. Where was I? Oh, on Monday.
Okay.
Monday was not all that warm. And he called me and he says, I just saw a flock of robins out on Kellogg Parkway.
Mm-hmm.
He said it had to be 30 to 40 heads strong.
Wow.
And that is a sure sign that spring is here.
So our winter is over?
Well, I sure hope so. Now, next week it's supposed to be back to normal 30s and stuff like that.
Right.
And I sure hope those little robins will make it through that week. But after that, it's supposed to be getting warmer. So, yeah. Because if we go through February, January and February are usually our coldest months for a winter.
Yes.
Now, we had a warmer winter this year because of El Nino or whatever.
Yes, I heard about that.
That current. So, that really did give us a much milder winter, which was wonderful. But the sap bags are connected to the maple trees. The robins are here. Then my flowers are already starting to pop through. Now, you do have your early spring flowers that will pop through even when there's snow on the ground.
Right.
But, yeah, my flowers are starting to pop through.
Let me start looking.
Yeah. So, yeah, there are signs for spring here. I'm ready.
Me too.
I am.
Me
I'm too. Ready to get out in the yard and do some work and stuff like that.
I'm kind of anxious about getting things done as well, because, nothing looks worse than rainy, muddy days. Everybody's property looks a mess. Everybody's house looks a mess, because of the mud and the rain and the dreariness of it.
That spring thaw.
Yeah.
And you know what? I never liked the spring thaw even when I was a kid.
Right.
I just always, least favorite season of the year.
Yes. I see why.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't look that well.
Yeah.
And mud has a funny smell to it, I think, and it's just, let's move on past that. But then we have April showers.
Uh-huh, and all the beautiful flowers popping through.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
So anyways. Well, Linda, let me go ahead and share with our spring function. Okay. Child Evangelism Fellowship, as your faithful listeners should know, that Child Evangelism Fellowship, CEF, is a children's outreach. We're non-denominational and we're international. And it has been around since 1937. So we are the ministry, the children's outreach, that hosts the Good News Clubs from October to April. It's an after-school program. That's our largest function. But then during the summer, we do five-day clubs in backyard neighborhoods, or maybe a church will have us in to do their VBS or their five-day club. Or the five-day clubs are wherever someone would like to host and invite their neighborhood children in. Now, then we also do the fairs. We're at the fairs sharing the love of Jesus, the love of God through his son, Jesus Christ, the gift of salvation through Jesus Christ. So those are ministries that we do. We also do ministries where we will send children, teens, to a CY Youth in Christ. So it would be is it Christian Youth in Christ or in Action? It's the CYIA. So it's Christian Youth in Action, where they go for a week and they are trained, and then they come back and they do the five-day club. So it's a snippet of being a missionary. If you have a child who's interested, who's at the ages of 13 to 18, if they are interested in maybe someday being a missionary, this is a good way of introducing them to being a missionary. and actually getting them a taste of really, is this where they would like to go, or is this right. how they want to honor God? But that all costs money. And so March 2nd, the first Saturday of this month of March, the first Saturday of March, March 2nd, we will be having our annual Luncheon and Silent Auction. And
yes.
those of you who were with us last hour, you know Linda and I were stretching our brain capacity and scratching our gray hairs as to how long this annual
right.
Luncheon and Silent Auction has been taking place.
Wow.
And we figured it's been at least 12 years.
Has to be.
That we have been raising money for the children's ministry. And it's fun. You will have a great time. The doors open at 10:30. From 11 to 2 is the actual event. It is going to be hosted at Cornerstone Alliance Church like every other year. Cornerstone Alliance Church is on Route 4 South. Technically, it's at 2010 Marysville Road South. So that is our Luncheon and Silent Auction, Child Evangelism Fellowship, Marion County and North Union School District Luncheon and Silent Auction, Saturday, March 2nd. The doors open at 10:30. The event is from 11 to 2. The cost of entrance is $10, which includes a delicious lunch. You will not go home hungry.
Right.
Plus, some of the great auction items are delicious baked goods.
Yes.
So if you want to come and buy baked goods and freeze them throughout the year and enjoy wonderful baked goods, yum, yum, yum.
Yes.
While giving faithfully to a children's ministry, that would be super. We are now Child Evangelism Fellowship for Marion County. We are now in every one of the elementary schools, city and county.
Yes.
We are also in North Union School District. So we're very pleased about that. We are also one county out of eight that is in our chapter. Our chapter is West Central Chapter. And that's the reason why we chose that name is because Marion is the most central of the counties, and then we go west. So it's West Central Chapter. Our chapter is also going to be celebrating in the fall. We are going to have a 50th anniversary gala where people throughout our chapter will be invited. All of you who are listening,
nice.
If you want to jot that down, that will be October 12th.
Mm.
October 12th. And details will be coming later about that. But on that evening, we are going to have a live pie auction. So we're going to have a live auctioneer auctioning off the baked goods, which will be pies. Because in the fall, I'm a pie person. I'm a pie person, and it's just a great time for you to come, learn more about CEF, enjoy having dinner with us, enjoy being part of the auction, and just help sponsor us, help support us. So, getting back to March 2nd, our Luncheon and Silent Auction for Marion County and North Union School District. Our fundraiser for that. If you, there are ways that you can help financially. Of course, if you'd like to contact me at 740-262-0939, I can give you an address to make out a financial gift. You can be a table sponsor, and being a table sponsor is just basically paying $100. It's your name will be, if you are an individual or a business person, your name will be part of the program. You'll be on the wide screens on a loop that's continuously showing your names.
Right.
You'll be thanked from the stage. You will also be on a sheet that we encourage people to take home, our attendees to take home, because you may be a realtor who wants to help the children of our community, and you want to be a table sponsor for only $100. You may be a dentist or, you know, a pharmacist, whatever. We encourage people, our attendees, to take this list of our table sponsors home with your company name and your phone number and ask them to keep it close by so that if they do need a realtor 6 months down the road, or if they need a pharmacist next week, or if they need a dentist in a month or so, or 6 months down the road. We don't know when these needs crop up. But we ask our attendees, if you don't have a regular dentist or a regular doctor or whatever, contact them.
Right.
Pay it forward. You know, and let them know that you got their name from our event.
Right.
You know, that's small businesses. They like to know where their advertising monies are being spent. And we want to give them as much back as we possibly can. So you can be, if you want to help our fundraising, you can be a table sponsor. It's $100. Or you can give a gift of a larger amount. That would be absolutely wonderful. Or if you are just an individual who loves the Lord and you know how precious the children are, and you know how much they are under attack by Satan and his dominions, whether it's spiritual or, you know, supernatural, or whether it is physical.
Right.
These kids are under attack, and they need your prayers and your support that we can stay in the schools and teach these children about how valuable they are and how much God loves them. Call me, 740-262-0939, or text me, and, you know, I can send you, or I can text back the address to send a gift, or come. Please come, because it is wonderful. It's a great time. You'll have fun. Linda will share and testify that you have a great time. You can, I will guarantee you will have a great time. I will not guarantee you'll get what you want unless you're willing to buy.
Right.
So it is a fun time.
Yes, it is. Yeah. It is a fun time. Looking forward to it. I really am.
And our goal for Marion County now, because we're in each one of the elementary schools.
Right.
Our goal now is to start focusing on getting into the middle schools. We were in Grant for a couple years, and you talk about a spiritual battle. A spiritual battle. But we'd like to get back into Grant.
Oh, my gosh.
We have a potential of being in front of close to or a little over 900 kids once a week if we're in Grant, just our presence in there. And so and that's talking about Grant, but then we're also talking about the middle schools for River Valley, for Pleasant, for Elgin, for Ridgedale, you know, for North Union. So these are our goals now, because Child Evangelism Fellowship has a wonderful middle school curriculum. But what we need are people who are interested in getting into that venue.
Because a lot of those students who go to the middle schools had Child Evangelism Fellowship, the Good News Clubs, in elementary schools.
Right.
So you would think the response would be greater than what it has been.
Mm-hmm.
And that is my prayer for middle school. It's a very strange time. I'm not a kid anymore. I'm not a baby anymore. And you feel like that when you go to the bigger school, you know.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of that is the children changing from coming out of elementary school, going to a bigger school, and trying to be like some of the kids they run into, which are like upperclassmen, you know. Mm-hmm. Things just really change. I was thinking when I went to Taft Junior High School, oh, you can tell us anything, right? Because we could wear stockings then, but it was different for us. We couldn't do those type of things. You know, things just changed. It was, and you just thought, we just thought we were bigger, grown up, you know?
All that.
Yeah, all that. We're not babies anymore. We're out of the elementary school phase. And and some of that could play a big part.
Well, because you are physically changing.
Yes.
You know, your bodies are changing, hormones are changing, you know, so you have all of that going on, and Satan uses that.
Yes, he does.
He uses that confusion to his benefit. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing in the schools counteracting it.
I know.
There's nothing in the schools counteracting it. but we need to, you know, we need to be in there.
Our middle school is struggling anyway. They're still struggling.
Right.
With the kids and teachers and having teachers there. And it's, they really need prayer.
Right.
But when they had prayer in the school, they want it in there, you know.
And this is the result.
This is the result.
This is kind of like, oh, which state was it? I think it might have been Michigan or, but one of the states, you know, they cut funding for their policemen.
Mm-hmm.
And now crime has just gone sky high. And they're sitting there scratching their head as to why. Really? Your common sense has been dubbed down so much that you can't figure out why you're having problems like this?
Wow.
And that's kind of like the way we are in our schools.
True.
You know,
and in our nation.
Yes.
Right?
Right. The children have no foundation. They have no foundation because now within the last 4-5 years, you know, they have taken basic biology, God-given, God-created,
right,
and just torn it up. You know, there's no longer just a boy and a girl.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we know DNA says there is, and right. it was created by the master creator.
Amen.
But our
geniuses
of our world cults right. would like us to believe that, no, that's not true. That's right. old-fashioned thinking. That's irrelevant. Well, I'm sorry, but it is true. And these kids are confused enough just by their bodies changing and their hormones changing. And then here you are throwing in the lies because the master liar has gotten a hold of you. And you think it's good to lie to our children about how they can be any shape they want or any sex they want. They can wear whatever they want when they want. They can be as aggressive as they want when they want. Or they can be as sensuous as they want when they want. And they don't even have to just stop with being a man and a girl and a boy. But now they can be an animal and act like an animal as they want. And where is the kindness in that?
Or love.
Or love? Yeah. What are you teaching these children? You know, you're destroying them. All because Satan has gotten a hold of your ear. Grandmas, grandpas, moms and dads, stay firm. If you do not have a church that right. is teaching that God is the God of all gods and that Christ Jesus is the only way to heaven, go to a different church.
Hmm.
If you don't go to church at all, that's the kind of church you need to seek out.
Right.
As a pastor who will simply say that Father God is the God of all things, and Amen. He created a man and he created a woman, and there's nothing in between. There's no black and, I mean, there's no gray area.
Right.
It's black and white.
Right.
It is factual. And you may be able to save your children. Right. You may be able to pull your grandchildren out of the abyss that Amen. Is out there to swallow them.
Yes.
And I'm a mother, and I'm a grandmother, and I'm a stepmom, and I'm a great-grandma. And I'm telling you, it keeps you busy praying. Mm-hmm. Praying for all of them. And then you're praying for your friends, you know, because the need is so great.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So that's what child evangelism is. We are teaching the children to have a moral compass through the Bible. You know, we're teaching them biblical principles that will carry them through life's hardship. We are teaching them to listen to God as he is talking to them, speaking to them about what's true.
Right.
And the truth. I, for one thing, I believe in Bible prophecies. Mm-hmm. And I believe that we are really very close to the fulfillment of Bible prophecies and revelations. Will it be tomorrow? I don't know. Will it
so
be?
So you think things are bad enough? Because this was supposed to be really, really bad.
I don't think it's bad enough, but you know, that's up to God.
Yes, it is.
It is. I think we can get a lot worse.
Yeah.
Because there are parts in the country, I mean, there's parts in the world where it is a lot worse.
True.
You know?
True.
But I think what we have to do is we have to be sharing with people that
absolutely we
God
be.
Is God is the way. You know, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And God put, I mean, what is it? A third of the Bible is prophecy? A third
if
of it.
Not all of it.
And Revelation and Revelation is the last book of the Bible that it says if you read out loud, you will be blessed. So it's the only book in the Bible that reading it has a blessing to it.
Yes. Yes.
So, yeah, yeah. And, you know, end time prophecies is scary for those who aren't looking for the Lord, who aren't working with the Lord. But for us who love the Lord, it's still concerning because so many of our families and loved ones aren't walking with the Lord.
Yeah, that's true.
But it's exciting for us when we see things happening, you know,
yes.
Shaking and I guess shaking and moving. you know, because you've got so many more volcanoes active, waking up. You have so many more earthquakes waking up.
When January came in, it was almost like every other day there was an earthquake.
Wow. And so those things were foretold.
Yes.
You know, as signs and wonders. And then you have man's heart growing cold.
Colder and colder.
And, yes, and darker and darker. And those things were foretold. And do we want to be living in that area? No, we don't want to live in that kind of atmosphere and that culture. But we have the promise of being removed from it mm-hmm. before God's wrath hits the world. And mm-hmm. you guys, Revelation is the last time, and God is really reaching out during Revelations. When now I'm a pre-trib, so I believe that there's a rapture, and I believe that it'll happen before tribulation starts. I know there are other churches out there that don't believe that. I don't think it affects their salvation, but it does affect their testimony. I mean, mm-hmm.
their life.
It affects their urgency
mm-hmm. That's true.
To witness.
True.
But, you know.
And they look over the part when God says, be ready.
Right.
The day the Son of Man, he said, the day you think not, the Son of Man cometh. So it's nothing that we can be lackadaisical about. We have to be on it.
Mm-hmm. And praying for one another and praying
absolutely.
For some, you know, that their hearts will be softened and that they will give their life to the Lord.
Right.
So there is an urgency there. Depending on if you believe there's a rapture.
Right.
Depending on where you believe that rapture takes place,
right.
It doesn't affect your salvation. It just affects your ability or your desire to witness.
Your urgency, yeah.
Yeah. And so, I think.
Not only that, God comes and get people every day.
Mm-hmm.
People leave this earth every day. Some
That's
kind
right.
of way. We don't know how we're going to leave, but one day.
We don't know when we're taking that last breath.
That's right. We don't know. So we have to be ready, not getting ready. And if you haven't begun to get ready, it's time.
The 11th hour.
It's time.
It could be your 11th hour.
Yes.
Yes. And, you know, the whole thing is, too, it's like God has given you this wonderful opportunity to accept his son and start receiving his blessings in full.
Yes. Yes.
You know, God has got wonderful things planned for you.
Amen.
And that's. You know, that's what we teach our children in our clubs is that our plans are one thing, but God's plans are always better.
True.
God's plans
always.
Are always better. And you know, when you're anxious or stressful for whatever reason, maybe it's illness, maybe it's lack of funding, maybe it's your job may be on the line because there's a lot of layoffs, there's a lot of things going on in the economy and stuff. Those things are easier to handle when you turn them over to God.
Right.
You know, God will take care of your daily needs. He will take care of your daily needs. He may not take care of that sixth large flat-screen TV you think you have to have in your man cave that right. you just converted from your garage, and you had to take out your three or four show cars and build a garage for them. You know, I mean, those right. things you think you need, but do you really? Do you really? There's no. so much that we were talking the first hour about women this time of the year, you know, they declutter.
Right, declutter.
And I am willing to take that clutter. You know, I'm right. willing to take it and use it for fundraising and stuff like that. But oftentimes we just have to declutter our heads, too, and say, oh, you know, I was thinking all along I needed that, and I really don't.
I know. And that's kind of hard, too. Mm-hmm. It's why is it so hard? Why do we get so attached to things so easily, you know? Like, well, I can just use an old continuous overhaul my closets.
Mm-hmm.
And I think about the things that I removed from my closet and donate to Goodwill.
Mm-hmm.
And then I could do this every year. 10, 20 bags. What am I doing? I mean, in a year's time.
Right.
What am I doing?
Well, Linda, you just need to sign up to be a monthly supporter for CEF. For me. For help me. So I don't have to do this fundraiser every year.
Oh, my. I tell you. It's like, and I'm not, I can't be the only one.
No.
My daughter Peaches, I'm on my way to the Goodwill, you know, like, it's like a monthly thing for her, mm-hmm. you know, so
mm-hmm.
I can't be the only one. Even pillows and comforters and covers, and you know, we just get tired of them, we want something new. You know, springtime always brings new things to your mind, right? Oh, I think I need a new curtain or pillow sham on my bed, just, you know, bring spring sunshine into my bedroom and stuff. And we're always wanting something,
right?
So what are you going to do with what you have already? Then that has to move out the way so something new can come in. So then we'll think about Cheryl Lee.
There you go. That's right. Yes.
You collect things all year, basically,
right?
I do.
Mm-hmm.
So say she's no respecter of persons any time of the year, give her a call.
That is right.
When you are decluttering.
That is exactly right. And just remember that God is there no matter what you're anxious about.
Right.
God is there. You know, yeah, it's just, I just think that we will see some big changes in our lifetimes, if not the final chapter being.
Oh, I do too. And it is an exciting time to live.
It is.
To see what God is going to do next.
It's a faith building, that's for
yes.
sure.
Yes, yes.
You know. I was with my sisters on Monday, and we try to get together so often, and just partial sisters, because I have six sisters.
Mm-hmm.
And we were having lunch, and I told them, I said, sisters, I want us to plan a weekend getaway. We've done that we've done it for 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
We've done it where we get together once or twice a year. And so I was trying to pin them down as to what would they like to do so that we can plan this. But I told him, I said, but I don't want to go a distance. I'm just not. I don't want to, let's just say, you know, things just went hell in a handbag mm-hmm. type of stuff. I don't want to be stranded several states away from my family.
Right.
You know, and so we did a little bit of talking about that. And I thought, but later when I was by myself, I was thinking, but Lord, is that a lack of faith?
Hmm.
As your child, should I be able to go wherever I choose, whenever I choose, and not worry about it.
Yes.
You know?
But you're putting them in his hands.
Mm-hmm.
That's what God wants. That is a test of faith. Mm-hmm. It is. It really is.
Yeah. Because my thinking was I didn't want to be away from my family because my husband and I are, you know, kind of like the religious foundation, you know, and so, but there again, God would still, if I'm three states away and stranded, and I have no idea when I would be coming home or whatever,
right.
You know, this is all hypothetical, obviously,
right.
But God would still honor my prayers three states away.
Right.
That my family would come to him, that he would bring help to them,
of course.
That he would have someone, you know, whisper in their ears or share the word of God. So,
and then you have Jesus himself, who is our intercessor,
mm-hmm.
always interceding for us,
mm-hmm.
not just for us because we're born again Christians, but those that who will be,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah. So it's just,
he will take care.
So we live in, I mean, don't go out. You know, self-defense instructors will tell you when you're going out, especially as a woman by yourself and stuff, you want to be aware of where you're at.
True, all times.
You want to be aware of your surroundings. You want to park your car to where you're not blocked in. So, I mean, there's still common sense
stuff. Oh, yes.
Stuff.
Better take them.
I'm not saying leave that at the door.
Right, no.
You know, you still have to use common sense. But, yeah, I should not be fearful.
Right.
Of not being able to come back to the house, not being able to get back to the family,
oh, yeah.
or whatever,
right.
Because
right.
God's hand will be over it.
Of course.
You know,
and
so
we have to trust him.
Exactly.
With our family.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Our loved ones, you know?
Yep. Exactly. Just, well, and sometimes you wonder, do I have to be taken out of the picture for them to move forward?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
something
again,
to think about.
That's something else too. It's like, have we overstepped what God wants us to do, or you know, do we have to back off?
And sometimes we do,
mm-hmm.
and let God, because we can't do it all. We plant seeds.
Mm-hmm.
Other people give increase into their lives, whether we realize it or not. We don't know who they're surrounded by, or who they may run into a time or two. And it's not always about words. It's always about the way a person carries themselves,
mm-hmm.
to say whether they're good-hearted or just their conversation, right? And when we let take our hands off, that's when God works.
That's right. That's exactly right.
That's when he can work.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to try to work through our hands.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
He's like, well, you got it. Go ahead with it.
See how that works.
And we see how it works, right?
Oftentimes. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And so those are things that, because we can read the word and we know God is sovereign and we know that God's will is that none should perish,
right.
But we don't know how God is working that will out.
No, we don't.
So, you know, again, we really just constantly have to depend on the Holy Spirit to nudge us, to speak to us, to open up those
right.
opportunities to and listen to that voice.
Right. And God wants us here.
Uh-huh.
Lord, I trust you.
Mm-hmm.
But my life, my husband's life, my children, grandchildren, all their life, I trust you.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I trust you.
And we have to trust that even with all this darkness,
right.
God is still
sovereign.
Sovereign. He is still working things out for his will. And that's what oftentimes people, you know, when I'm listening to the YouTube pastors and stuff like this, and they're talking about how exciting of a time we're living in because there is a conversion of this idiocy mm-hmm. and prophecy coming
right.
together. It's converging.
Yes.
And yes, for some people it's terrifying. But it's because they haven't trusted Jesus yet.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so they don't have that foundation of the Lord. They're not standing on the rock.
True.
Where with others of us, yeah, it can be scary and stuff. But then we have to just stop and think. But God said, he already told us in prophecy, this is what would be happening to bring his plan about.
Oh, yeah.
So that we could be in a sinless world.
Right.
And Linda, I am still, I was sharing with a couple people earlier this week, it's like, will we ever really be good enough to be in front of God? I mean, even with being sinless, God is so holy and so powerful. Mm. Even with us being sinless, will we still
bow? That's what
yes.
we'll do.
Yes, yes.
And whatever crowns we will have earned, we will lay them at the feet of Jesus. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it says, as he is, we shall be like him. Mm. So it's one of those things that we can look forward to as Christians, you know, and mm-hmm. share with other people. But number one, I trust you, Lord.
Yep.
Yep. All seeing, all knowing, all wise, omnipotent God.
Mm-hmm.
I trust you.
That's right. That's right.
It's the only way I can have peace. We are out of time, Cheryl Lee, and I so hope we said some things that could help encourage each and every one of you. If not, share some of that with someone you know and encourage them. But my time is up for the week, and I pray that you have a blessed and safe weekend. Till next time, be blessed, and thank you, Cheryl.
Oh, you're welcome, and come March 2nd, Cornerstone Alliance Church, 10:30.
Silent auction.
Right.
Be blessed. Thank you.
The place for guests like Dean of the White House Press Corps, Helen.